Hi friends, good day to you. Welcome to you for today's podcast. Leonardo da Vinci, a noted Italian artist, was given the task of painting the portrait or the picture of the Last Supper of Jesus. He wanted someone living person to pose for every apostle, including Jesus, so that he could see them and paint them, that the painting appear natural and natural in expressions. The life model for the painting of the figure of Jesus was chosen first. He did not choose anyone at random. He viewed and observed hundreds and hundreds of them to get a right personality for every apostle, who could project the right personality of every apostle. After searching for a long time, he had found the right personality for Jesus. A young man around 19 years of age was selected as a model for the portrayal of Christ. Selecting one by one, he had completed Jesus and rest of the 11 apostles. Now his search was for the last apostle, Judas, who betrayed Jesus, his best friend and a master. 4 weeks, Da Vinci searched for a man with a hard, callous face, with a countenance marked by scars of avarice, deceit, hypocrisy, and crime, a face who could project the exact face of the person of Judas. Finally, he heard a news that in the prison of Rome there was a person who could fit for the personality of Judas. Da Vinci made the trip to Rome at once, and this man was brought out from his imprisonment. There, Da Vinci saw before him a dark man. His long, shaggy and unkempt hair sprawled over his face, which betrayed a character of viciousness and complete ruin. At last, the famous painter had found the person he wanted to represent, the character of Judas, in his painting. By special permission from the king, this prisoner was carried to Milan, where the picture was being painted. Every day, sitting before him, Da Vinci completed his painting by painting the figure of the betrayer of Jesus, Judas Iscariot. As he finished his last stroke, he turned to the guards and said, "I have finished. You may take the prisoners away." As the guards were leading the prisoner away, he suddenly broke loose from their control and rushed up to Da Vinci, and crying, he spoke to Da Vinci. "Oh Da Vinci, look at me. Do you not know who am I?" Da Vinci replied to him, "No, I have never seen you in my life until you were brought before me out of the prison in Rome." The prisoner replied, "Leonardo da Vinci, look at me again, for I am the same man you painted just 7 years ago as the figure of Christ." Dear friends, what made this young man to fall so low? 7 years ago, he depicted the person of Jesus, and after 7 years later, same person depicted the person of Judas the traitor. The young man's character was so pure, unspoiled by the sins of the world, that he presented a countenance of innocence and beauty of Jesus, and 7 years later, same face was into a shabby face of a traitor. As Christians, we are called to be holy and perfect, because Christ Jesus himself is the model for our life. If we followed Christ Jesus, how can we turn into traitors? Instead of resembling Christ Jesus, why do we resemble Judas the Iscariot? Why do we turn into traitors of Jesus? Do we have any answers to all these questions? It's only because we imprint the name of Jesus externally into our life, but leave Christ behind. The person of Christ is absent in our life. That's what happened to the person who posed to depict Jesus and Judas. Why Judas became a traitor of Jesus, his master, even after being an apostle? Did he pretend to be an apostle? Was there a different motive in following Jesus? We know that he was interested in money more than Jesus. He sold Jesus to the enemies for 30 pieces of silver coins. Those coins, according to the current day value, around $16 or $17. Do you think Jesus is so cheap? Perhaps we have thought of him at times cheaper than this. When we have something new, we are more excited to know and to have them for us. Eventually, when the things are getting old and familiar, the excitement vanishes away from us. Perhaps initially, when we profess our faith in Jesus, we feel excited. As the days go by, it gets cooled down. Jesus Christ should be a new person yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever in our life. On the way of our journey in our faith, we meet other things which divert our faith. Those things make us to be excited. Getting excited with the other things of the world will make us to forget Jesus. Forgetting Jesus is losing our own self. If we lose Christ from our life, what happens? Our face and our appearance will be like a person who depicted Judas in the paintings of Da Vinci. When Christ was lost in his life, what happened in his life? He entered into imprisonment, punishment. He was imprisoned in the prison. If we lose Christ, we will be imprisoned in the hands of the Satan. Once we get into Satan's grip, it will be very difficult for us to come out of him. Just read the word of God from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love of Christ, which you had first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. And also remember the advice of Saint Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Look around and see who are around you. Are they who would lead you to greatness or destruction? Everyone knows what is good and what is evil. Therefore, if someone has chosen the path of destruction knowingly, they will be the losers. It is like knowingly choosing the path of destruction. Choose the company of the people who will inspire to greatness in the sight of God. There are people who consider faith as a future event. Let us enjoy the world now. We are still young. God and faith are required only when we come to an end, that means when we become old. When there is no strong foundation, how can the roof hold strong? Therefore, faith and God will not come at the end of our life. They are the beginning and the foundation of our life. If the foundation of life is on the faith and in God, no one can defeat us and no situation can defeat us. The victory will be always ours. We have a mistaken God. We do not understand God properly. When God is in one direction, we go towards another direction and we look back and see God is not following us. We question God, "Oh God, where are you? We don't see you." When we walk on the opposite direction, we will not find God. We will have to walk towards the direction of God and we will find Him there. It is not God who has to follow us. It is we who have to follow God. There are so many people who have a wrong concept of Christian faith. They think that the fact we are Christians, we have a free entry to heaven. The baptism we receive is an entry to Christianity, not the entry into heaven. Entry to heaven is only by living a good life. If we live a good life, entry to heaven will be granted. Otherwise, we will be shown a different direction to enter into a punishment. Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." We are marked to live the life that is taught by Jesus. Let us be faithful and be committed to His teachings. Let Christ Jesus be our moral and model in our daily life. Thank you for listening to me today. Here I sign off. God bless you and have a nice day.